Thank you very much, Senator Menendez. Let me first say thank you for being a part of making a statement that the Department of Interior really is more than just the Department of the West, because as you indicated when you led the effort to take us to the Statue of Liberty and to Ellis Island, there are important functions of this department that touch on every state, including all of the national icons of this great country. So I thank you for your efforts in that regard. Let me try to respond to a couple of your questions. With respect to the OCS and development along the Atlantic, which I know has been a near and dear issue to your heart from the first day that I met you, it is an issue that requires, I think, the putting together of the scientific and knowledge foundation for us to be able to make rational decisions going forward. The fact is that when you look at the Atlantic, most of the information with respect to oil and gas is at least 25 years old. So sometimes we end up fighting about something where we really don't have the knowledge base to even be engaged in the fight. So I'm expecting that this report from MMS and USGS will give us an overview of the information that we do have. And as importantly, what it should do is to give us the knowledge about the information that we do not have. And so I'm looking very much forward to that report. Now, I do not expect the report to be in 45 days to be as comprehensive as perhaps you and others might want it to be. But it will be the beginning of the discussion of some of the issues which you raise. I do think that one of the things that's important as we move forward with putting together a plan on this very important national asset, 1.75 billion acres of land in the acres out in the Outer Continental Shelf, that we make sure that we are listening to the stakeholders. And indeed, that was part of the problem that I had with Secretary Kempthorne's order, notwithstanding the fact that I have great respect for him as a person. I did not feel that there had been appropriate opportunity for the stakeholders to comment on a reopening up of the five-year plan for the OCS. And so our time now and our time in the months ahead will be spent hearing from people like you as well as others who are concerned about the future of the OCS so that we can make rational decisions on how to move forward.